When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Welcome to The Firing Line with Philip Naiman. The Firing Line radio show is brought to you by Bullseye Sports in Riverside, the Riverside Indoor Shooting Range, CCW Safe, Maupin Financial Advisors, Cutting Edge Bullets, Prado Olympic Shooting Park in Chino, and Vortex Optics. Vortex, the force of optics. And now your host, Philip Naiman.
Good. Bad. I'm the guy with the gun.
Hey, folks. Welcome to the Firing Line radio show. This is Philip Naiman. This is actually the 6th year anniversary show. That's right. Surprise to you. Surprises me all the time. 6 years of successful radio here in Southern California on AM 590, and we are very, very glad to be doing this and actually had a lot of fun. So this show, I have two special guests joining me. I have Tom Reese. Tom's the owner of Riverside Indoor Shooting Range, a longtime sponsor, friend. We've gone on, what, 3 or 4 hunting trips together?
Yeah.
Had a great time. And I tell you, folks, if you think you're a fast pistol shooter, come on down to Riverside Indoor Shooting Range because he's got some special shooting course competitions.
Yeah, absolutely. Challenges.
Challenges. You think you can beat Big Tom? Come on down.
That's right.
And what do they get if they beat you?
Oh, we have coins, and you get your name up on the board that everybody says it's my name's the only one on it because I'm the only one that can reach it. But yeah, you come on down, you get your name so all of everybody sees. And
that could be a point there. Name on the board, recognition, and what's the dollar prize? What do you get? $500 to beat you?
Whoa. Okay, well, I have to step up my game a little bit now. I'm going to get some of those professionals coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah, Well, you know what?
We had Bob Vogel down, and a lot of our customers, employees and staff and stuff. If a lot of you guys don't know Bob Vogel, he's one of the world champion shooters out there. That dude can pull off control pairs a half inch at 25 yards in less than a second. The guy is just amazing.
Oh my God.
But he comes down, he teaches a class at our range. He comes down again in February. But everybody's like, take his name off the board, take his name off the board. And lucky to me, he didn't have much time before he had to catch his flight out. So he managed to take my name off one of the boards and gave me a challenge for the year to take my name, put my name back on that board. So
which one did he do?
He did the, it's a, control pair at, 15 yards, mag change and then another pair to the head. And he did it in like 2.2 seconds.
What was your time?
Mine was 2.6.
You slacker.
Yeah. So I have, and that 40 tenths of a second's really hard to make up. So I'm pushing it.
Yeah. I mean, if your time is 15 seconds like mine, going to 10 seconds isn't that big a deal.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. You know, hey.
But when you're on that slim a margin, that's really fast.
Yeah. Yeah. I just set a goal for him when he's going to come back down there to try it. Everybody knows what a failure drill is.
Mm-hmm.
Two to the body, one to the head. I just broke my record of 1.2 to 0.96 tenths of a second
from
the holster, two to the body, one to the head, in less than a second.
Wow.
So he knows when he's come down his challenge on the board.
So, I'll introduce my second guest here in a second.
I know, sorry about that.
Well, I had the guys, the Cowboy Fast Draw in, okay? Now, they've changed the rules. So Cowboy Fast Draw is your hands on the gun, which yours isn't, right?
No.
Hands on the gun, light goes off, they have to draw single action, pull the hammer back and fire, and they're looking 5/10 to 7/10 for one shot with a hit. And what are you doing again?
I did two to the body, one to the head, in 0.96 tenths.
Hands by your ears to start.
Mine were at the low ready.
Low ready, okay.
Just relaxed. Wow. Off the gun.
That's amazing. I could have used that the other day. We had a guy burglarizing the house next to me. I got it all on video on my from my house. My camera was down my driveway and gets this guy getting out of his car, running in the house, burglarizing our neighbor, and they just left for like an hour to go to the store or something. And I'm in my backyard in my shop. Could have used the 9 second or 0.9.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could have used my 15 seconds. You had enough time. Folks, that's the voice you just heard there is Kevin Gross. Kevin Gross is a retired pitcher. Are you Hall of Fame yet?
My name in the Cooperstown Hall of Fame for throwing a no-hitter in 92, but long time. Got to play for 17 years. So.
That's fantastic. Obviously, we only bring professional quality here, except for the host to Firing Line Radio Show. Kevin has actually been a lifelong hunter and rifleman, and actually had a television show for quite a while.
Yep, we had a show back in the... I started in the 90s and... probably late 90s and ran till like 2010 called Hunting with the Pros and had a good time. Got to go a lot of great places and hunt a lot of cool animals and faded out of it in 2010. But had a really good experience, met a lot of people and got to go to a lot of really nice places.
It sounds fantastic. Matter of fact, those of you who are playing along at home and can't quite see what's going on in here, Kevin is sporting a tuna tattoo. Now, what does that mean? It means he just spent too much time in the sun chasing tuna yesterday, and the end of his nose is red as Rudolph.
Yeah, my wife gives me a lot of stuff for that because she's always, put the sunscreen on. Because I got into bass fishing about 7 years ago, and I hate sunscreen. I hate to put it on. I put it on actually with one finger because I don't want to touch it. But so she gives me a lot of slack all the time. So she called me a raccoon the other day or something.
So very good. Well, guys, thank you for joining me on the show. We're going to talk a lot about some of our recent adventures, some of our potential adventures that we want to have going on. The last time that you were here, Kevin, I think was late summer, just before hunting season last year.
Yeah, we talked about some hunting and maybe Mexico and stuff. So, yeah.
So why don't you fill us in a little bit? You did get to go back to Mexico last year on a mule deer hunt, you and your uncle.
Yes, I've got an uncle that lives up in Salt Lake. We've been going to Mexico for years, and... We talked about several places we wanted to try this year. We ended up going to a ranch, the Chaparral, which is just out of Hermosillo, out of there.
Pretty famous place.
Very famous. Big property. They've got hundreds of thousand acres. They have high fence area. They got low fence area. But the breeding program they've produced there is just unmatchable. I mean, just the quality of deer there is unreal.
So, and actually, I follow them on Instagram. I see all these drool pictures that they send out all the time. What's the process like to go to Mexico?
Well, I think word of mouth is one of the main things to start. Like you meet somebody that has been going there, has some good quality outfitters to make sure you're there safely and get your gun permits. Basically, if you get with the right people, they take care of your gun permits. They pick you up at the airport. They take you to a safe location on a ranch, and you get to do some serious hunting directly back to the airport. And most guys are really good at processing your animals, getting your horns home. And you do have to know, the custom rules and regulations to get your animals home, which is a very, very important part of it.
One of the things that happened this last year is we used to be able to fly out of LAX to Hermosillo. Now the only flights are out of Phoenix.
Phoenix, yeah. That's where I go through.
Well, you have to, right?
It's actually easier, if you ask me.
Well, one of the things is everybody across the country who's going to be hunting in Mexico is flying out of that Phoenix airport. So it was like a camouflage convention when I was there. And so it's kind of fun. You're talking with guys, and obviously everybody on the plane going down, there's a hunter checking in. Now you have like 60 firearms to process, so it takes a little bit longer than it used to on an individual flight. But coming back, so we had 60 guys getting reprocessed into the United States.
Oh yeah.
And that,
especially in January, right?
Exactly. That's when everybody's down there. So 90-60, everybody on the plane, I think there was only two women on the entire plane. Mm. Everything else was like sweaty old guys.
Yeah. One thing to know about going through Phoenix, if you're out there and you're going to go down to Mexico, is make sure you have enough time. Because when you have a firearm, you can't drop it into the luggage for your connecting flight. You have to take it upstairs, run through the process of checking it in again, and then they go through TSA and open up your gun case, which makes absolutely no sense because you're just coming off the flight. But it is what it is. Make sure you have about 2 hours in between flights, and you'll be all good and get it done.
Yeah, and actually, I mean, we flew out of San Diego. I flew with Chad Carlson. So we went down there and hunted this year. We flew out of San Diego, and it's kind of wild. I mean, there's like, okay, you're fine. They have our guns in a pile right there in the lobby. And we'll take care of them. I'm like, Exactly. I said, no, I'll walk with you. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's get somebody over here, because the last thing you want to do is land out there and your gun's not.
Yeah. You know, it's a crazy thing if you ask me. You go, you pick up your gun and your luggage, you drop your luggage, but you got to take your gun through a congested airport all the way back to the desk, and you got a firearm with possible ammunition in your case. If you know, we do separate it usually, but
well, and ammunition
makes
in the
no
case.
Sense.
So one person will say, put the ammunition in the case. We're in line. And they had one of our guys put the ammunition in the case. The next one said, no, it has to be in your backpack.
Right. Or your luggage. It's like, has to go underneath the plane. Yeah.
Who knows? It's all underneath the plane, right?
Yeah.
But
just be prepared to have enough time.
Yeah. You know, bring some extra money to tip the guys, because you need to get this thing processed pretty quickly. But that's kind of a thing that people worry about. It can be done. And when you land in Mexico, dude, it's Mexico, okay? That's not a racist statement. That's a factual statement. Things don't run smooth.
Mm-hmm. So, not always.
So just
go with the flow. What?
Exactly, man. Just go in there, get a margarita, get a beer, sit down, relax, because it's going to be a while.
And concentrate on hunting a big animal, and you have an opportunity to kill a world-class mule deer or coos deer.
Yeah, and so if you could only do one hunt for a trophy mule deer buck,
mm-hmm.
Mexico is the place. Now, you could spend a lot of money in Colorado or someplace, but if you want the opportunity to shoot 180-inch buck or better almost on every single trip,
mm-hmm.
this is where you really need to take a look at.
Yeah, do your homework. Find some guys that have some reputable outfitters, and you'll be fine.
Yep. Philip Naiman, Firing Line Radio Show. This is the anniversary show, guys. So, hey, happy anniversary to me.
Yeah, happy anniversary,
buddy. Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations.
We'll be right back after this. You know what our logo is on this show? Less thunder in the mouth, more lightning in the hand. How do you like that one? So we'll be right back here, Firing Line Radio Show. Check us out at firinglineradio.com.
A message from Vince, the owner of Bullseye Sport Guns and Ammo in Riverside.
If you're a first-time gun owner or thinking about purchasing your first firearm, whether for hunting, home defense, or recreational shooting, it is important to take the next step and become a responsible gun owner. We highly recommend that you attend a certified firearm safety and training class, one that will teach you the basic knowledge, skills, and attitude essentials to the safe and efficient use of your firearm. As a law-abiding citizen, you have the right to self-defense, and with that right comes an obligation to educate yourself on the laws and safety procedures needed to use a firearm properly.
For information about certified firearm training classes, call Bullseye Sport in Riverside at 951-823-0211 or check out their schedule of classes at bullseyesport.com.
Because at Bullseye Sport Guns and Ammo, we believe in safety first.
951-823-0211.
Pull!
Whether you're a gold medalist or new to the sport of shooting, you'll love Prado Olympic Shooting Park in Chino, where Olympians shoot. Prado's shotgun facility is world-class, offering trap, skeet, and five-stand, and the pistol and rifle ranges are safe and enjoyable shooting environments with professionals there to answer all your questions. Are you an experienced pistol shooter with an itch to take your skills to the next level? Discover the sport of practical shooting at one of the monthly events. Prado hosts ISPC shooting events open to the public every first and third Sunday with Prado Running Gun Club, blending accuracy, power, and speed with challenging multiple moving targets, penalty targets, and obstacles. Prado Olympic Shooting Park is a great place to teach your whole family about the safe and effective use of firearms. Bring the whole family for an exciting day at the shooting range. Call Prado Olympic Shooting Park at 909-597-4518. Online at shootprado.com. 909-597-4518.
AM 590. The answer.
This portion of the Firing Line is brought to you by Bullseye Sports in Riverside and Cutting Edge Bullets.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up. See this? This is my boomstick.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Hey, Tom, thanks for singing that for me, man. You're pretty darn good. I didn't know you can get that high.
Yeah.
Ooh, baby. You know, every week, folks, on the Firing Line Radio Show, our conversation is going to revolve around firearms, hunting, gun rights that are afforded to all Americans under the Second Amendment of the Constitution. And our faithful, stalwart companion in that battle to uphold these rights has been Vincenzo Torellini, Vince Torres at Bullseye Sports Guns and Ammo in Riverside. And if you're not armed for protection or recreation, then Bullseye Sport in Riverside is where you need to go for handguns, rifles, shotguns, ammo, accessories, and much more. After you purchase that firearm, Vince and I highly recommend that you attend a certified firearm safety and training course, one that's going to teach you the basic knowledge, skills, attitudes essential for the safe and efficient use of your firearm. For more information about the certified firearm courses, call Bullseye Sport in Riverside, 951-823-0211, or visit their website, bullseyesport.com, for a schedule of classes, because at Bullseye Sports Guns and Ammo, they believe in safety verse. Vince is a safety guy. 951-823-0211 should be number 2 on your speed dial already, right after your wife. Give him a call. Actually, you know, I was just getting a hold of him. He's got a bunch of reloading stuff coming in, and made a giant powder order. So if you are having a hard time finding powder at like the Big Fish store on the 15, I swear they have like 2 cans of something nobody ever uses, or other stores that simply aren't carrying it, get a hold of Vince, tell him what you need, he'll special order it for you, because it's going to have a giant powder order coming in, and that's the time to do it. Very good. Okay, folks, this is Philip Neyman with Tom Reese and Kevin Gross. We just talked with Kevin a little bit about hunting in Mexico, which is, it's not an easy place to hunt because it's an expensive place to hunt. But I mean, if this is, I want to just talk about this. If you, one of your goals is to have a giant mule deer or the opportunity for a giant mule deer, yes, it's expensive, but what's more expensive, spending $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a year and not getting what you want for 3 or 4 or 5 years, or taking that opportunity? So maybe it's something you save up for. It's not for everybody, but if that's your goal, it is attainable. You know, it took me into my 50s before I got out there, but
yeah,
but it is an attainable thing. And it's quite an event out there. Beautiful, beautiful high desert country, or low desert, I guess it is, but it's just beautiful desert country like we're not used to, and awesome people.
It's definitely different. And, you know, there's a few ways to kill a big deer, I think. And one is you got to be super wealthy and you buy governor's tags.
Yeah.
Or you're a longevity, you know, put in for draws for special units.
17 draw points for California, baby. I can't get drawn for nothing in my own state. 17 points.
Isn't that crazy? And that, you know, that's what's so frustrating too. And then, you know, these tags have got ridiculously out of priced, and
yep.
The guys that are buying these tags, we can't even compete with. You know, if you did have 10 or 20 grand and you wanted to buy a special tag somewhere, the Arizona Strip, Nevada, Colorado, in one of these trophy units, you can't even do it. The normal guy that works his butt off, wants to spend 10 or 20 grand on a tag, go to an auction, try to buy a tag, can't even do it anymore. So Mexico is a choice, guys. You know, talk to your buddies, talk to Philip, and there's great ranches, there's great outfitters. I've been going there for at least 25 years. I've taken my son when he was 11 years old, started shooting coos deer and mule deer down there. We've never had an issue, ever. We've had some luggage problems once in a while, but just had a blast.
My first time I had a luggage problem, flying out of LAX. Now, when you fly, you know, at the American airports, you drop your stuff off, you leave. In Mexico, you're on a smaller plane, you get off next to your luggage. Right, you physically walk with it as it's coming on the conveyor belt. You see it the entire time. I used 5 locks on the gun case. I had 4 TSA locks and 1 cable lock that was not a TSA lock. 4 TSA locks were gone before it landed in Mexico.
Hmm.
The crooks are in L.A.
That was interesting.
They're not in Mexico. They're in L.A.
Well, it's because that 4 master locks. Key fits every lock.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, and that's the other thing, is if you're going to use TSA locks, use one of your own also. Get that big old master on there just to mess with them.
By the way, the bird hunting's very well down there too. The dove shooting, and you don't have to go all the way to Argentina. You know, the duck hunting, if you get with the right guy, can be, you know, unbelievable amount of ducks. And then I just came back from bass fishing there last week, and the bass fishing's ultimate. It's the best.
It's a great outdoors. And when in Hermosillo, we stay at the Fiesta Americana, which is like
same place I stay.
Awesome. Got a great restaurant right there. You don't have to travel through the town. I mean, you're really well protected there. So safety, I think, is not as big a factor as some parts of Mexico.
Sure.
But and you have your rifle.
Or we just take Tom with us and we'll have to worry.
Stand behind me, right?
Yes.
Yes. God knows there's plenty of room back there.
Well, the good thing is I could stand behind one leg. He could stand behind one leg.
Say hello to my little friends.
Yeah. Thanks. Hey, so, you know, one of the other good things about hunting, we had some great adventures. Tom has just recently joined us in June. I think it was June 28th or something.
Yeah.
We just got back from Paso Robles.
Oh, fun.
So we got to go up there. And this was a little bit different from some of the other pig hunting.
Way different. I mean, it's hard to explain. That one we went on last year was amazing.
That was a little different.
It was way different. It was an amazing feat in itself how well the group did for what we came across, you might say.
Last year.
Yes.
Yeah, so last year we went with an outfitter. I'm going to mention his name so you can remember not to hunt with him. His name was Nesson Schmidt out of King City.
Yes, yeah, see, here he knows. Go.
I know that name very well.
This guy was three sheets to the wind and abusive and terrible and pretty much dang near ruined the trip.
And he's been doing it forever.
He has. And we've been going.
He's got vodka bottles to prove for it.
Yeah, he does. He's got a shed.
Every shed, every closet is full of empty bottles.
Okay. Gallon bottles.
Yeah.
Check him off, people.
Don't go there. We've been going there for years and kind of putting up with it, but that last trip was over the top. It was ridiculous.
It put a nasty taste in the mouth for a lot of people.
Everybody.
Yeah.
So over the last 5 years, I've taken 85 people there. Mm. Guess what? He's cut off. So, no.
Move on.
Do not go there. We're moving on. We hunted with JD Escobar earlier this year. I really enjoyed him. You can find him on Instagram, JD_Escobar. Okay. This particular hunt we hunted with Tom was with 2M hunting.
Yes.
And that's because the guy's name is Matthew Moore or something, so there's your 2Ms. So 2M hunting out of Paso Robles, and I tell you, it's really nice staying and hunting 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
That makes a big difference.
Nice guys. Just catered to everything we needed. They're right there. Filled out our paperwork. His man just get in the cars, jumped in the cars and took off. And
you weren't wearing Crocs this time.
No. So just to fill you on last year. So the year before that we went, and I remember the first night we get there, we're going out at 4 or 5 in the morning. And so everybody's dazzled up in their camos and ready to go. And we went out that night, and I think we saw one pig. I think we even tried to shoot at that pig trying to go over a mountain and didn't hit it. So scouting that first night was nothing. And I'm thinking, okay, so we're going back to the same place. So that first night's going to be nothing. I'm not getting camel. I was in shorts, a tank top, and Crocs on it. And, man, we hit this corner, and we broke our rifles just in case. And, loaded. Man, we get out. We hit this one thing. You ever lift that piece of plywood in a barn? You lift it up, and the rats just scatter. Man, we stopped off on this one road, and there's probably 11 of us on this one road, and this guy's
we just got into this property.
Yeah, just into this property, and we had some car trucks on this side, and there was 11 of us all around this bush, and he sends the dog in. The dog comes back out, and so the dog goes back in, and it was like lifting that plywood. There was 14 of these big pigs just scattered like it was nothing, and then all of a sudden it was boom, 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 and it was quiet. Out of all those pigs, we got 11 of those. Everyone got a nice...
Oh.
Which is really odd because most, you know, we got people that go bang, 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 and the pig's still running. But so anyway, so this year I did not wear Crocs. I did not have shorts. I had my hunting gear on and I was ready. And thank goodness because I got a first pig on the first day.
Nice. Yeah.
So one of the differences about this particular ranch is it's more of the bedding ranch. So you know, the country's open up there, and you have some hills that are just grassland, and they go on forever, and others are totally shrubbed up. And this one was kind of had oak trees and mostly open area, and so it was very heavily bedded. The pigs would actually have these caves that they built underneath
the side of the shade hill,
under deadfalls and stuff like that.
Nice.
And so, you know, there were so many pigs in the area that was kind of what we did is we went round and round. We'll let you tell you about your hunt when we come back. And I see I'm running a little bit low on time. Folks, this is Philip Naiman, Firing Line Radio Show. Check us out on our Facebook page. On the Facebook page, click the little blue thing that says visit group. You have to do that because Facebook has changed their algorithms and you won't see the things that we post. All my giveaways, all the fun stuff is on the group page. We have a new Firing Line Radio Show group page. You have to click that and join the group. Then you can get all the good stuff. What's the good stuff? Cutting edge bullets, Maglite flashlights.
Cases.
Yeah, the SKB case. I'm still trying to give that sucker away. So folks, join the group and we'll see you back right after this.
Are you an expert marksman looking for a clean, safe place to shoot? Or maybe you've never shot a gun but want to learn? Well, the Riverside Indoor Shooting Range is the best place to work on your shooting skills, no matter what your experience level is. With 21,000 square feet of indoor range space, 35 shooting lanes, and an electronic target retrieval system, it means no line breaks and more trigger time. The friendly people at Riverside Indoor Shooting Range can answer all your questions about firearms training, self-defense training, firearm rentals, gunsmithing, archery, and more. And for the ladies, the Riverside chapter of the Well-Armed Woman meets there the second Tuesday of each month for women of all experience levels. Looking for a great holiday gift for the shooting enthusiast in your life? During the month of December, get 10% off a full year's membership or 10% off any gift certificate of $40 or more. Riverside Indoor Shooting Range. For directions and info, log on to RiversideIndoorShootingRange.com. That's RiversideIndoorShootingRange.com.
AM 590. The answer.
This portion of the Firing Line is brought to you by the Riverside Indoor Shooting Range and CCW Safe.
Spartans, lay down your weapons!
Persians, come and get them!
That's right, folks. Moulin Lave Saturday, Philip Naiman, Firing Line Radio Show, here with Tom Reese, Kevin Gross, the anniversary show. Tom, you didn't sing Happy Anniversary.
There you go. That's all you get.
But that's Imperial Butter or something
that's
like
right.
that?
That's right. It's your anniversary.
That is the butter, wasn't it?
You didn't even bake me a cake. Can't believe that. Let's finish up the story here. So we're in Paso Robles. It was only, I think, 104.
Maybe in the shade. it seemed like it was hotter than the cars, even with the air conditioner. Oh, did I say that? We're in a car air conditioner?
Jeez.
No, driving across these hills, man. And like Phil was saying, it's a different kind of hunting out there versus the year before. We were getting the pigs coming back from grazing or eating that night, and they were coming down these hills in packs of 40 and 50 just hauling butt. So you're hitting these pigs on the move. Now we're getting them in their bedding where they're at during the daytime and just getting ready to head out. And it was nice. These guys are, I didn't even see the pigs. And he stops. There's one back there. And I'm like, man, here you are looking. These guys just know where they're looking, and they can tell. And nice. We ended up going down this one long road. And says, get Tom ready. And he turned me around and came back. And he says, well, it's down this hill. I said, there's no way I can walk down that hill, you know. And he goes, don't walk, just shoot. I'm like, well, that makes sense. So he pulls me back over there, and we see the pig. And it was this big black and white one. I'm like, oh, my goodness. So I bring my rifle up, just getting ready to shoot him as it turns on this taken up out of this crest, this valley. It turns, so all I have is a back shot. I'm thinking, well, I have to. So I try to move my head, my back shot to just between the shoulder blades up by the neck so I didn't ruin any of my back meat, and it cut right in front of a tree. So it was gone. And I was like, oh, bummer, you know. And he goes, no, one more. And I looked down, here was this big tan one that was taken off
really
too.
Really neat color.
Yeah, it was like a flat dark earth. I mean, literally, if you put it in a field with...
We took a picture.
With alfalfa, I have a picture of it with burnt, you know, weeds. It's gone. Mm. It really was a perfect match. But the contrast in the color was down there. I actually saw it. And a split second took the shot and got it right between the eyes.
Oh, nice.
It wasn't perfect.
It was a little to the right.
Yeah. It was not perfect. But no meat was harmed in the shooting of this
pig.
There you go.
The pig went from this side to that side.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the other pig came across, and one of the other guys got it, which was a big black and white pig. So they collected that one, and then we had two guys on their first hunt.
Yes,
ever. Well, plus your friend.
Yeah, he had never been on a hunt. Three of them. Yeah.
Oh wow, that's
so
great.
Three guys that had never hunted, and the first guy got his. That was a pretty big pig, and then I think your friend was the next one.
Yeah.
And he got a nice little pig.
It was a little nice little pig, you know, really some good meat. But I'll tell you, just seeing the smile on that guy's face and I still hear about it today. It's what it's all about, man.
Sure.
It's getting out and doing something like that. It's not just owning a gun, but you know, you think about it, getting out and getting, you know, on this big hunt, getting your pig and getting that meat at home is awesome.
Well, the pig hunting is a great place to start.
Yeah.
You know, you get to see animals. You get an opportunity to maybe take your time. Sometimes you got to hurry, but, you know, it's one of those good hunts to start a young person out or something.
Relatively inexpensive.
Yeah. And it's, it's very reasonable.
Like, yeah, it's not like Mexico. No. Yeah. And it's a weekend. So, you know, we drive up. I work by phone Friday.
Yeah.
As we're driving up. Get a hunt in Friday afternoon, and honestly, I don't think I've ever had to hunt Saturday.
No, well, I only had to do it that first time 3 years ago.
Yeah,
because that's when I thought it was so dead. But
most of us that first evening we'll tag out, and then this time we had five guys. We had five guys, four tagged out the first night.
Nice.
The other guy had an opportunity. And more opportunities the next day.
Yeah, more training than the others. It's that training, you know. It's not easy.
But a lot of things come into play with that. And, you know, Kevin, you were talking about this before we started the show, about learning field shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, I go to the range often, and I'm shooting from the bench, and I'm messing with this scope or that scope, and this load or that load. I just want to, it's performance on the gun is what I'm trying to test for that.
Sure.
But it's not real field craft shooting. Some of the conditions you run into require some ingenuity, right?
Absolutely. You know, once you get your gun dialed in, this is my theory. I shoot a 7 mag. I've had for 30 years and I just can't let it go. You know, it's just one of these guns I make good shots with, and I dial it in every year, shoot it a few times, make sure it's perfect. The only thing that's going to make a mistake is me. So what can I do to make a quality shot? You know,
a lot of guys say, well, the scope's off.
It's once you dial your gun in, your gun is not going to move. If you do everything correctly, you know, I've been to Africa, I've been to Canada, I've been to Mexico and cases, and I get out and they shoot perfectly fine. So
as long as it's a quality scope.
Yes. Good optics.
Vortex and stuff like that will just stay true, and you don't have to worry about it next time you go out to shoot.
Yeah. You know, but I've done some crazy things, and we talked about it, you know, like where you get some time where you can anchor your, you know, the butt of the gun. We just discussed this is so important. People think they got to hold the gun out front and try to get steady. Really going to be wobbly there.
The secret's in the butt.
Yeah. You get it back towards the butt of the gun. If you can put your fist under there, make a fist, hold the butt of the gun solid. If you don't have time, if you got a rock, you got a jacket, you got a pack. I use my binoculars. And if I got a little jacket or something, I can lay down the sand. I'm going to make a clean, long shot. And I've got the time. I'll put something soft down on the ground. I'll take my binoculars. I'll open them up. And I'll put the butt of the gun right between my lenses. And it is rock solid. One hand trigger pull. And I've shot animals out 700 yards. And this is with a stock gun. This isn't with one of the fancy custom long-range rifles. This is with a $260 Ruger 7mm. With a 3.5 to 20 or 6.5 to 20 Leopold scope on it. So
yeah, optics matter.
Yeah.
But that's important. I mean, like one of the things you saw on this hunt, you know, I carried my backpack everywhere with me, just over this rise, over that rise. Look, I didn't need snacks, right? I didn't need a jacket, definitely at 104 degrees. I didn't even need water. But your backpack is a shooting tool. And I've learned this from these guys watching these PRS shooters. I mean, they are amazing. West End Gun Club has a great match. Matter of fact, it's tomorrow. They have a great match up there on Sundays, third Sunday of the month. And you'll see these guys come up with these improvised positions on purpose. Like they'll have a barricade you have to shoot from. Well, none of the heights on that barricade are good for me.
Mm.
It's either I'm bending over too much or it's up too high. It's like all designed to mess with you, or you shoot from a ladder or a tank barricade or the time from this one to that one and different yardages. Everything they do in there is designed to get you uncomfortable. And, you know, one of the things that they do is they actually have these bags or airbags or something they use for pillows to kind of prop up. Well, I'm not going to go hunting with a bunch of airbag pillows. But your backpack with your hoodie in it or something like that serves that purpose. And one of the things you can do you know, either you just drop your backpack on the ground, shoot prone off of it. That's a great opportunity. Or use it as your rear bag. Or sometimes when we're up there in Paso Robles, you've got really tall grass.
Yeah.
Right? It could be a foot high. Well, if you've got a 6-inch bipod and foot high grass,
Well, you mentioned also turning your backpack around and holding it in the front of your chest and then really anchoring in there with your rifle. That I think that's a great idea because you can kind of flip it out in front of you, put your gun on the and again, we're going to go back to the butt of the gun, get it anchored. If you got a bipod on your rifle, the anchoring the butt of your gun is amazing.
And loading on the bipod. But yeah, so sometimes I'll put the backpack just, and I learned that from watching these guys. I'm not a genius. I'm just copying what these really good shooters do, like Phil Vallejo and these guys, and getting that backpack underneath my right arm, because I shoot with the proper arm. Kevin's left-handed. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I'm right-handed. I shoot left.
I don't know what that means. He's I don't know.
Whatever.
He's bi-handed. So we like to tease him about that. So you put it underneath that arm, and you can anchor your elbow a lot. And not only that, but the top of the bag, you can put the buttstock on. So it really shores that up. And if you're shooting with a bipod, like if you're in the tall grass, most hunting bipods are a foot tall at their lowest setting. You know, you extend them out, they're taller, but they're a foot tall. Well, if you're trying to shoot with a 1 foot tall bipod, you're unstable. But again, the backpack goes underneath your chest, underneath that arm, takes your breathing and your whole chest movement out of it. And again, it's just like shooting with the lower one. Your body position changes and you have the gear in the field to make the shot.
Sure. I love it. That's what I figured out. And when I have the time, that's a good shot.
If you're really getting into it, man, you need to learn to shoot offhand. It's a whole another ball game.
Yeah, very difficult.
I couldn't get in those bushes that fast enough, so I had to shoot offhand, and it takes some practice to shoot offhand and not sway and breathe and all that stuff. So that's another thing to practice.
Well, I think that's what's so valuable of having these gun ranges and places you can go. And if you need to put in a little time and go out and practice the different positions, you know, like you said, offhand with a scope, and then being able to chamber a round and then hit the target again, you know, fairly fast. You know, you don't want to be dangerous, nothing, be safe, but get after it.
Yeah, practice. The pigs aren't given to you. You're going to have to work to do it. If you want a pig given to you, go to the store and buy it.
Yeah.
Folks, full
any animal.
That's right.
Firing Line Radio Show. We'll be right back after this.
If you carry a concealed weapon and own a concealed carry permit, you need protection beyond the weapon. My name is Larry Vickers, and I am a retired veteran of U.S. Special Operations, and I now teach law enforcement, civilians, and members of our military in advanced firearm training. I train people to use their firearms in almost any situation, but I can't prepare them for what happens if they are forced to use a gun to save their lives. That's why I use CCW Safe. They offer membership plans for concealed carry permit holders, and if members are involved in a use of force incident, CCW Safe provides expert witnesses, investigators, and the best defense attorneys in the U.S. Yearly plans range from $99 for a single membership to $150 for a dual membership, and special plans are available for law enforcement and military. Members are required to have a valid concealed carry permit and must maintain their permit. Visit ccwsafe.com today.
AM 590, The Answer.
This portion of The Firing Line is brought to you by Prado Olympic Shooting Park in Chino and Vortex Optics. Vortex, the force of optics.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
All right, I got a Tom and Kevin duet going on here.
Got you on my mind.
Thanks, Dad. That's awesome.
I like that song. Appropriate.
Very good.
Except we don't have you on our mind.
No, Tom. No. Tom, you can quit dancing now.
Okay, get off the table.
We're thinking about hunting and shooting, and not Philip.
No,
I'm not thinking about me either. Hey,
stop looking at me on the table.
Take your money and go. hey, we're talking about, you know, I love to hunt, and a lot of people who listen here love to hunt. Others aren't hunters, but they still listen to the show, Second Amendment rights, voting, getting on top of that, pistol shooting, we probably don't talk about that enough, or bird hunting. But anyway, there is a main component this last segment we're going to talk about, and that's practice, okay? Kevin Gross, he has a no-hitter. How many pitchers, on average, get no-hitters, right?
One or two a year, maybe.
One or two a year. So Very, very rare. And I asked him off the air, I said, so when you pitched your first no-hitter, was that the first time you ever pitched a baseball game?
No, not at all. Not at all. Way into my career.
And what led to that?
Well, I mean, I think it starts, of course, when you were young, I was just playing baseball. But, you know, everything that I do, whether it's, you know, I've been an artist, I've been a taxidermist, I do bass fishing, I work at it and I practice and I learn from everybody around me. And, you know, especially like talking about baseball, I mean, it's repetitious. It's just over and over and over the same stuff. It can get really old. But if you really look at the big picture of it, it goes by fast and you just, that's how you get better. You know, I mean, you have to be super precise as a pitcher, and we're trying to throw a perfect pitch with a perfect ball. It takes years of experience to learn how the ball moves, how it tells, how hard you're going to throw it, make a curve cut, throw slow speeds, you know. So constant practice. And I know Tom is a shooter, and that's even a little more dangerous. So you really got to be careful and fast and practice and practice and practice.
It's all about the practice. It's those fine motor skills that make you good at what you do. Gross motor skills, we know, you pick up, just do what you do. But those fine motor skills are gonna make you elite or top of your game. And those fine motor skills are not something that just comes natural. It is something that has to be worked on and tuned regularly. It doesn't just stay at its prime. Once you've hit that prime, it doesn't stay there. You have to constantly keep tuning those prime fine motor skills to become accurate in anything you do, any sport or any hunting and stuff you do. You just got to stay at it. Practice, practice, practice. And I tell everybody that if you get the opportunity, take classes from multiple people. Absolutely. You will always learn something from somebody somewhere.
But the value of a good coach is amazing.
Oh, absolutely. It is.
100%. And yeah. I was just going to say, you know, when Tom, we got in talking, that you have to learn from each and every person that helps you train or practice, whatever you're doing, a little bit of them. You're going to come up with your own niches that work for you. Mm-hmm. And that, so guess what? That person that's teaching you has his. So if you can learn a little more from him, it just makes, you know, it's called the pyramid effect. You know, you have all in baseball, we have thousands and millions of young kids, and it weeds them out, and the only way you're going to do that is to learn and practice and take a little bit of pieces from everybody and create, you know,
a you great can even athlete. Learn from a bad person. I mean, a bad coach or a bad instructor.
Yeah, something good
there's
or
stuff,
bad.
Yeah, good or bad. There's stuff to learn.
That's true. My NRA pistol certification instructor was the worst person I've ever had a class with.
I mean, there's several of them out there.
So you learn what not to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. I agree. I mean, you cannot look at it in a negative way. Take everything positive as you go into it.
You know, the other thing I always try and say is be the bucket. Just, you're a bucket, right?
Fill it up.
And so what has he got? Has he got some good stuff? Just go in there without any predisposed, here's how I'm going to hold my gun. Here's what I'm going to do.
Because this person told me to.
Then why are you there?
Yeah.
So just back off and say, okay, I'm taking a class from Tom. Tom, show me how to get faster. What mm-hmm. do I need to do? And just do what they say. Don't argue with them. Don't fight them. Yeah, but what about this? Well, the other theory of shooting is just shut up. Just yeah. Go do push-ups. Leave us alone.
And once you get to a certain level, then work on your weaknesses, you know.
Right.
You know, like for me, you know, sometimes my control was bad or my
follow through is usually bad for people after a long period of time.
Yeah, and then, you know, and then I used to have to work on trying to get better control or my attitude. Sometimes I'd let the game get to my head and they got a mental part of the game.
You were known for bean balls, weren't you?
A few times here and there, but you know,
they earned it. They deserved it.
Most of the time on an accident. At least I can say that now.
I like it, Russ. Yeah.
That's an ear hole on the helmet, not a target,
yeah,
Kevin.
Yeah. Well, we don't do that no more. The game has changed. They don't even pitch inside hardly anymore. So guys are hitting 30, 40, 50 home runs, and pitchers can't pitch 200 innings, and it's turned into, you know,
batters
you know what it is? It's a computer game. You got analytics that are telling everybody how to play the game.
Wow.
And coaches don't really get to do their job all the time. And there's some guys that are better than others. But, I would love to get back into coaching and just use my ability and experience to help some of these guys, you know.
And that's what it should be with anybody in any sport. Once you've gotten to a level you feel that you've progressed really hard, pass it on to somebody. Mm-hmm. By all means, teach it. I mean, that's how these sports and the things we do are going to keep going the way they're going to go is us guys to keep pushing and bring people up.
Sure. Yeah. You know, I help young kids all the time, and I have 12-year-old kids tell me, yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh. My coach told me this, and this is the way I throw the ball, and this is the way I do that. I'm like, well, you know, stay open and learn a little bit today. Take it home with you.
Yeah. And your coach is in Cooperstown? That's just a little 12-year-old.
Yeah, right.
Is your coach in Cooperstown? Oh.
No, I just played in Cooperstown about a month ago, at the end of May. Well, 2 months ago now. I went to Cooperstown. The Dodgers, I represented the Dodgers and pitched in the Hall of Fame Classic baseball game. It's for the fans, and a lot of Hall of Famers came. Really cool. I got to see a lot of my old buddies, and we actually played a full game. They played full throttle, and these were guys that had just – some guys just retired, and some guys were, like, in their 50s and 60s. It was a blast.
Got to test that new knee, man.
There you go. No, it was fun.
Sliding in high cleats. Just like the old days.
Very fun. I love it. I wish I could still play.
But it comes down, again, what we're talking about is practice. Now, you mentioned something. Folks, you should hear our in the intermission sessions because they're better than the rest of the show. But you talked about you went to Texas and were practicing for an Africa hunt.
Yes, I actually went there to do a hunting show when I had my show, and a guy had a ranch there with a bunch of targets, and you walk down a path and the targets kind of come at you. Like, we had a buffalo that charged, and you try to get 3 rounds in that buffalo before he gets to you.
Yeah, with an over under.
Yeah, right. With a bolt action. I've never done that in my life, and I realized that how behind the game I was if I had to, you know, shoot a lion or a leopard or a buffalo or an elephant charging me. And I took a few sessions to even get a couple good shots in the animal, you know. And but it was really a cool experience. If you ever run across an opportunity to do that where you have targets moving or charging and you got to make quality shots, I would say go and practice, you know, some of these ranges and stuff. That's the first time I ever did, and that was quite a few years ago.
So at the Corona Sportsman's Club, great little group. I know Dale Fundack is one of my friends. He's a member there. They have a target called Running Deer. First Saturday.
Oh, there you go.
And it's about 120 yards out. It's a deer target, and it just goes right to left or left to right at different speeds. You know, everybody thinks, hey, this is no problem. It's only 100 yards. Dude, it's not going deer speed either, right? And you're trying to get 3-4 shots on target, and it's a fun competition. And that and the PRS shooting, they're fun competitions at this level, right? Nobody is winning mortgage money. They might win a bottle of Martinelli's. Like, we go up to Avenal and shoot the long range course, and the top prize is a Martinelli's.
Oh, man.
Right?
That's okay.
Nobody, but you're there because you want to learn cross canyon 600 yard shooting mm-hmm. with a little bit of stress induced and have fun with your buddies. Mm-hmm. So, all those things, whether it's the Avenal or the taking a class with Tom, because your class is like Saturday mornings.
Our group therapy is on Sunday mornings. That's so, all the tactical, you know, speed shooting and stuff like that, or just practical shooting, and then we have them during the week for regular shooting.
So you get a hold of you.
So if you have a beginner, the ones who just come in, learn absolutely. How to handle a pistol and shoot
all day long,
every day,
all day, every day.
Oh,
we have other instructors on site. We have a counselor, entering a counselor on site. So if you want to get into shooting, we can get you as an instructor as well. But we have every level.
Mm-hmm. But if you're a female.
We have female. We also have a wonderful group called the One-Armed Women. They meet the second Tuesday of every month there. My wife runs that one, and we're just a little under like 200 members right now.
Wow.
And, nice. And,
probably 70 to 80 show up every
year. Yeah, 70 to 80 ladies show up, fill the entire range.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter what level they are.
Well, my wife is actually, this is great. I met Tom today because my wife is driving me nuts for the last year or so, and I have not taking care of business in this part, but she wants to go and learn how to shoot a firearm.
I tell my friends.
I do not own a pistol. I've had a bad experience.
Could fix that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I even want one, but I probably will. I probably need one. But yeah, she wants a pistol. She wants to learn. She wants to take a course, and you're the guy.
Send all your nutty wives to mine. She's just as crazy.
Folks, I want to thank my special guest, Tom Reese, Kevin Gross. This has been a lot of fun. 6 years. We're moving on to 7. Moving on to 7. Check us out at firinglineradio.com, where the podcasts are listed on iTunes. And we'll see you on the other side. God bless you. Have a great day. Shoot, Felipe. Shoot.
When you have to shoot, shoot. Don't talk.
The Firing Line Radio Show has been brought to you by Bullseye Sports in Riverside, the Riverside Indoor Shooting Range, CCW Safe, Maupin Financial Advisors, Cutting Edge Bullets, Prado Olympic Shooting Park in Chino, and Vortex Optics. Vortex, the force of optics.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.